from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg on this Saturday morning, third day of August. Thank you for letting us be a part of your Saturday and Sunday mornings. Good morning, Georgia!
Morning!
And a good morning to everybody in the wonderful city of Austell.
Austell. Okay, out there in Cobb County.
Is that a city or a village or a town? See, some people, I've been
town.
Saying cities for
it's
some.
A town.
Okay, so it's the town of Austell.
Austell people, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's one of those little things I like to get right, because there's villages.
And plus, you're right around the corner from.
I'm right around the corner.
You want to get that right.
I want to get that right, yeah, you're right. Man, you know, I miss Herbs.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said it out loud as a business, but they got off of Wendy Hill there. Anyway, we have a guest ready to go.
Yeah, U.S. women's soccer just started.
Oh.
We're keeping an eye on the Olympics.
We're keeping an eye on Trinity.
Japan. Yep, we're doing that too. Absolutely, absolutely. Watch and see what they do in this next round. Yes, we got a special guest that's calling us, so we want to get to her because she's doing something amazing. She's doing amazing things anyway, but she's doing something very special in her community. I had a chance to spend some time with her earlier this year. She had her number retired at her high school. And, you know, she's going to have her number up there on the wall next to Cam Newton and all them
kind of
stuff.
You going to tell everybody what high school?
Westlake High School.
Okay.
And joining us down the waitfor.com hotline is Raven Johnson. Good morning.
Good morning, Raven.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Is that all just good? Yo, you do great. You don't just do good. You know?
What's it like having your number retired? I mean,
it feels good just to be up there with Cam Newton and Pac-Man and Ariel Howard, those people that came before me to set the tone before me. So it feels good that I could be one of those people just like them to get my jersey retired.
Because she sounds just all poppy and effervescent and everything like that.
You just getting her started.
I don't know.
You're getting her started, man.
That's what I want to know because, I mean, life is I guess the other question is you get your number retired. What's life like for you right now?
Life is nothing but I'm training, getting ready for the season, just staying in the gym. I'm living in the gym.
You live as your gym rat.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
You got to do that. When you play for Dawn Staley, what's it like playing for her anyway? We've seen a lot of her.
It feels amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing. She's like, she is the best coach you could play for. And she prepares you for the, not only just basketball, she prepares you for the real world, like life, and gets you ready for the next level. So it's amazing playing for her. She's like a mother figure.
Raven Johnson joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Listen, okay, this is the question I got to ask. Because Sam and I have talked about Dawn for years and that crossover of hers. Now, I'm thinking of the story that the guys on the Washington Wizards would tell about when Jordan was running the team and he'd come down to practice and he'd get on the guys and the guys would try to talk, well, you retired. And Jordan throw the shoes on and just school them. Is there a story, Raven, that you have where Dawn put the gym shoes on and came out at you guys during a practice?
Well, more of her is like, would talk. Like, she'll talk to us and be like, y'all can't beat me. Like, she'll be like, y'all not ready for me. Like, I wouldn't even go out, get out here and even show y'all like that. She more of talk. Like, she gets us amped up to, you know, play hard. She gets us amped up to be like, man, we can beat you, coach. Like, you're not ready for us. So she's more of like talk. Like, she gonna talk her talk and walk her walk.
Yeah, mm-hmm. She does that. Folks, we're spending time on the wait for .com outlet. It's more than Raven Johnson. And she is social. You can find her at Hollywood Raven. Find her at Hollywood Raven. And she is doing something very special today. You're doing something in the community today, Raven. Tell everybody what you're doing and what time you're going to be there.
I'm giving away more than 1,000 book bags to kids at Camp Creek from 1 to 3 at the DTLR. Just giving back to kids in the community, because I know when I was younger, people gave back to me. So, you know, I want to give back to younger kids like me.
What does that mean to be able to do that? I mean, while you're still in school, because you got things that are coming up ahead of you in the future. But to be able to do that now at this stage of life and playing in college, to take the time and be able to give back now.
It's a blessing, honestly. It's really a blessing to be able to do that and just to talk to little kids like me and to see their reactions when I give them their book bags. That's actually going to brighten my day.
Who's the player you like you match your game after?
Chelsea Gray.
Ooh.
Okay.
That's nice. That's nice.
And why?
She's a point guard, not a point guard. She's a point guard. Like, she just one of one.
Yeah. Yeah. I like how you put that. What's it been like for you this year? I mean, obviously winning the national championship, but then seeing one of your teammates go up and be one of the top draft picks and seeing places that you were just on the court with at the collegiate level go to the next level and have such an impact on the WNBA. And these folks, you know, you just playing against them a few months ago, and here they are. What's it like to be a part of that? Because you're right in the middle of it.
Yeah, Camilla seeing her get drafted. I've been playing with Camilla for 8 years, since I was like eighth grade. And just to see her get drafted, to see where she came from. When she first got to America, she didn't know a lick of English. Like, we had to translate on our iPhones to her English. Like, she didn't even understand what we were saying. I remember calling out a play for her in Brazil, and just to see where she come from and where she's at now, it means a lot. I was crying in my room watching the draft, and I know that's like one of her dreams, to make it to the WNBA, and she's my roommate in college, so that's all she used to talk about. So I'm very happy for her, and just to get to play with her is like a once in a lifetime experience. Like, you can't beat 6'7", 6'6". Like, she's like a Eiffel Tower.
And she's out there playing with Angel. Now, what's it like them seeing them out there on the same team up there in Chicago?
Oh, I think they're a good duo. I mean, I don't think nobody could get a rebound over them. As you see, Angel's getting double-doubles. She's doing what she does. She's doing what she did in college. And I hope she gets Rookie of the Year. You know, I'm going for her for Rookie of the Year. And Angel, she's my dog. Like, I love her. I talk to her all the time. She just, like she said, she got that dog mentality. Like, she don't care who you are. And little do people know, she's always been how she is since we were younger. Like, she's been who she is, like, since she was younger. She's from Baltimore, like she said. Like, they talk smack up there, and that's what she do. She don't let nobody change her. So I like that about Angel.
Raven, you play pool? You like shooting pool?
No.
Not at all? I'm sorry. Well, I was using it as an analogy because most of the young players that are coming up right now, they think about their careers like shooting pool. It's not the shot that you have next. We know you're probably going to go to the WNBA. My question is, what are you looking for long term? What would you like to be? You got Hollywood as a nickname. Are you trying to get into show business? You got the movie industry here in Georgia? Or is there something else, another career that will be there after your athletic career that you're getting yourself started formulating how I'm going to do that next?
I was looking at, I want to be a sports agent or sports lawyer.
Okay.
Or I was actually looking at a real estate agent because I'm like a people's person. I think I'm really good at like selling things, talking to people. So one of those two, but really a sports lawyer.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, what NIL deals? You got some deals? Because I know you got a deal with Duncan. I see you on social media. You always had that coffee. And you're doing something with clothing? What all have you been able to? This is really cool. What you have been able to capitalize on? What are some things that you're doing?
I have an NIL deal with Parfait, which is a hair company. Serena Williams, she works with them. It's a lot of people that work with Parfait. They got the best wigs and good quality hair. I have a NIL deal with Sephora. That's like a makeup company.
Yeah.
NIL deal with Shipt. It's like It's like a FedEx company, like where you ship groceries in front of your door, it's a good company. Then I have, like you said, Dunkin'. That was great. I did a lot of things with them. I gave back to kids with them. And Bumble is like a dating app. Yeah, don't ask me about that.
We won't ask you about that one.
I got an NIL deal with Bose, which is headphones, which I gifted my teammates before the tournament started, and they loved them. Like, they were they're workout headphones. And I'm raffling some off today at the DTLR to the kids, so they should love them. And what else?
I don't know. That's
great. Listen, she's on the Duke or the Yankees or the Lakers sort of team level when it comes to NILs, and people want to advertise when you're a Gamecock.
Yeah.
When she's with South Carolina, I'm sure she's getting opportunities, and God bless you.
You had Duncan, like Camilla had them chicken fingers, didn't she?
Yeah.
a Raising Cane, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You guys had great stuff. But I want you to talk about the second half of the championship game before we let you go. Can you talk about the second half of the championship game? That's somebody that everybody's talking about, and you drew the assignment. Matter of fact, you asked for the assignment, right?
Yes, I did ask for the assignment. In the beginning of the game, we were down like 20 points. So everyone was looking at each other like, we was all looking at each other like, we cannot lose this game. Like, this could not happen again. Like, this could not happen again to us. So I remember going to coaches like, let me get her. Like, she's a great player. You know, she's the best she can, I don't know, like she just good. It was hard to guard her. I'm not going to lie to you.
And we're talking about Caitlin, but go ahead.
Yes. She had me she had me on my toes. She had me out of breath, like on the offensive end. I was so tired because she had me running around, like from block to block, from, oh my gosh, that end to that end. But yes, I wanted the assignment just going from the year before that. You know, she did make me go viral. You know, it was a lesson. It was a lesson learned. I needed that because it woke me up. It got me in the gym to work on my weakness. It got me in the gym just to get better. So I did say I wanted to play Caitlin Clark in Iowa in the championship this year, and that's what happened. We played them, and I got the matchup. I wanted to guard her, and I wasn't scared. Like, I wasn't scared. I wasn't afraid to back down. Like, I was ready. Like, I was so ready for her. And I remember taking the ball from her at halftime and going to lay the ball up. And I just seen Iowa's fans, I seen their reaction. They were like, oh, my gosh. Like, I seen their reaction. Then when we got to halftime, the whole team was amped up. We was like, this is our game. Like, we got this. This is our championship. We didn't come this far just to come this far. And coach was amped up. Like, she wasn't even rattled. Like, she kept saying, you know, this is our game. Like, I was never rattled. She's one of those coaches that don't get too high with the highs and that don't get too low with the lows.
Yeah.
And everything is going to be new, bright, and shiny coming into this upcoming season, because never before have you come into a season as national champion, and your coach, you know, is going to make sure the expectations are just as high as they were last year. So it's got to be really fun and something to look forward to as you have this upcoming season.
Oh, yeah. She says that this season is going to be harder than last season. Since we won the national championship, every team's going to be gunning for us. So she's definitely preparing us for the moment.
Yeah. Shout out to your high school coach, Coach Hankerson, Westlake. So very proud of you. And shout out about what it means to have played for her and have someone like her be a mentor in your life, too.
Oh, yes. I won 4 state championships with her and 1 national championship with her. Coach reminds me kind of like Coach Staley. Like, they have a winning mentality. Like, in practice, it starts in practice. They're so hard on us in practice. And I wouldn't say they're like a perfectionist, but they're somewhat like a perfectionist. If you make a mistake and you keep making that mistake, oh, trust and believe, you're going to feel them. Like, they don't like bad habits, creating bad habits. They say that bad habits are very contagious, and they say good habits are very contagious. So they love for us to make good habits, and good habits, you know, it goes to the game. So I say they're like, they have a winning mentality. They're very hard on players, and they just, you know, they love to get players better. So
look, she may be a national champion, but she's talking to home folks right now.
I know it.
And so we're gonna give you a chance before we let you go, Raven. Is there anybody you want to give a shout out to? Because remember, we were all kids. We want to get on the radio, give shout outs to our friends or family.
Yep.
So we're gonna give you a second if you want to give a shout out to somebody or people.
Shout out to ATL for all the support, because they're always riding behind their athletes. Not just me, others also. So shout out to ATL.
All right, folks, you're watching the women's national team in the Olympics. You've been watching WNBA. You want to know who's next. This young lady is what's
right here,
next.
Yep.
Once again, what time today and where can people come and see you?
The time is from 1 to 3 at Camp Crete at the DTLR. That's where I'm going to be.
All right, Raven, we appreciate the time.
Thank you, Raven.
Continued success.
Yes.
Get that work done in that gym, and you and Coach Staley get ready to go for another national championship.
And tell her Sam and Greg said hello.
Yeah, do that, too.
We want her to know who we are.
Thanks again.
Thank you, Raven.
Thank you.
All right. Going from Raven Johnson and conversations about where she's going to be next. I mean, listen, you don't.
Would you like to be in her position?
I was just going to say that.
Man, what would it be like to be in the position she's in?
Well, let me ask you this. Noelle? Oh, she's been listening. I was going to ask you. You get a chance to switch positions with somebody like Raven or somebody who's already in the WNBA?
Well, we got to switch height first, so.
Well, you get all of that. You get the whole kit and caboodle.
I get the whole package?
Yeah, you get the whole package. And I say that thinking there's an obvious answer, but no, I don't want to be there now. I want to be what's coming up around the bend.
Yeah, I agree, yeah.
Yeah. So, she's in a great position, man.
What did she call it? She said her favorite player is who, because she's a point.
Chelsea Gray. The point guard. Seriously. Like, I've been watching her in the Olympics, and I'm like, I don't know who's dumber with the passes, her or Trey at this point. Like, they make similar, you know, her, Steph, Trey, they make those similar kind of point guard, super flashy, you know, Magic Johnson, tee-hee kind of passes,
right.
You know. So, yeah, Chelsea Gray is a great comparison, a great person to model your game after. If you can pass, if you can dish it like that.
All right. Well, we go from Raven to a man who's going to come in here with a couple hats on his head. That's Joe Patrick. Up next, talking Falcons and Atlanta United. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
A concert you have never been to, I would imagine. Sam sitting there at a Metallica show. I would imagine you would be backstage with a friend who's the tour manager. So that's how you're getting into a Metallica show. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. 92.9thegame.com on this Saturday morning. Happy 61st birthday, James Hatfield. And while we're at it, shout out to Mariano Rivera.
All right.
Mariano Rivera. been an interesting show. How you feeling this morning?
Right.
We doing all right?
That's good.
Hey, did you see where that dude got 15 years for stealing that Jackie Robinson statue?
Yeah. Saw that.
What? I had two things that made me go, and it has to do with I'm not sure if that's enough or if that's too much. This was one of those stories, and then this next person, when I realized it was his birthday, I was surprised at the age. Okay, turning 30 years old today, Todd Gurley.
Ooh.
Don't that seem young?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm thinking this dude, I'm looking like, they're going to say 36. No, he's 30 years old today, Todd Gurley. I just feel like he's younger. Anyway, Noel, do we have our, we have our guest welcoming.
Uh-oh.
With multiple hats, Joe Patrick this morning.
Always.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate you getting up and joining us.
Morning.
Good morning, guys.
We know
I had to roll out of bed for 9:20. That's the life of a reporter. That, you know, that's just like, you know, you got the late nights. You got to man up sometimes and wake up at 9 a.m.
I was laughing during the break with Sam. We were having some fun with this. Was the day that Joe Niekro got busted during a national televised baseball game for having an emery board in his back pocket. You know, kind of just doing his fingernails, and the umps all were standing there, and he put his hands in his back pocket, pulled the pocket out, and the emery board went flying out, and everybody saw it on TV and act like he was Harry Houdini or something.
Yeah.
But yeah, that happened. That happened on this day. A couple other baseball notes before we get to we're not going to talk baseball with you, so I want to get this out of the way. Satchel Paige, 42 years old, made his debut on this day.
You sure he was 42?
No, I'm not sure.
They never really knew how old he was, man.
But they won the game.
Yeah.
So there you go. Joe Patrick, I will let you decide your time out at Falcons camp or Atlanta United. Which one would you like to dip your toe into first?
Let's talk some Falcons.
All right.
Fantastic. Your impressions, really, from yesterday. I heard a very, very nice crowd. I was listening to a lot of our coverage there yesterday.
Yeah, it was great, you know, and the only like sad part about it is that's going to be the last time we see this Falcons team, and I will, you know, personally see a lot of these Falcons fans before week one, because it is such a just a kind of a happy, kind of festive kind of atmosphere that we saw both at Seckinger High School the week prior and then at Mercedes-Benz Stadium last night, where there was an even bigger crowd. I think it was around 12,000 or something is what I heard. And just so much positivity from the fans towards this team that I think that everybody has high hopes for, from the fans to the players to the coaches to the media, frankly. And so it was a great night for them to be able to come out and see these guys up close and personal, get a lot of autographs. It was kind of just an intimate kind of setting that you don't normally get around these big kind of celebrities, really, is what these players are. And, you know, they stayed around for a while afterwards and signed a bunch of autographs. So that was all great. And I also, and the practice itself was also, I think, one of the better ones that you're likely to see, because, and maybe they did this on purpose to try to treat the fans to as much actual football as you can get into at this time of year, but it was a lot of 11-on-11 scrimmaging in various situations. We saw 11-on-11 two-minute drills. We saw 11-on-11 good-on-good, so like the ones going at it, and so that's what the fans want to see, and they got to see the, you know, kind of the full breadth of the roster that as it's constructed, and they got to see some big plays made by some of the team's new players.
Joe, Coach Raheem Morris, you know, I remember from the very first day of camp was talking about the gradual build-up and how they wanted to do it their way, and take it in stages and whatnot. Have you felt that, you know, from when that started, the week they've been outside, you've seen the workouts with the public there. They're getting ready to go and line up against an opponent next week. You feel like it's stepping up?
Yeah, it was definitely a different start to training camp than just personally what I've experienced covering the sport at the professional level, which was my only experience of that was under Arthur Smith. So I got to experience like how Arthur Smith kind of conducted the practice, not just the practice in and of itself, a singular practice, but how he kind of stages the practices and ramps them up and down, trying to, you know, maintain. I brought this up with, because I asked Raheem about this several days ago. Then I used the word load management, and he kind of cringed because, you know, they don't want to kind of refer to it like that, because that obviously brings with it its own connotations in the NBA in terms of guys literally sitting out games and whatnot. But I think that there is definitely a concerted effort, or there was a concerted effort, to keep these guys physically as fresh as possible throughout this camp, as opposed to, like, you know, I think fans would have been more like familiar with like an Arthur Smith style of training camp, which was very high intensity pretty much from the get-go. Obviously there's rules around how much pads they can have on and how early and stuff, but, you know, in Arthur Smith's practices, you know, the first day there's a competition period, one-on-ones, even though they're not in pads, you know, where they put up, they play the Drake song, and they, you know, then the, you know, the offensive guys, coaches are calling out a player, and the defensive coaches are calling out a player, you know, and they go mano a mano. And this was not like that. I remember the first day of Falcons practice, of this training camp, it was basically a walkthrough. There was no real contact whatsoever, even with hands on the line of scrimmage. Just guys kind of walking through plays, setting up alignments, and getting through a ton of different plays. Not even a lot of individual work at that point in time. It was basically just like a team session of just getting through scripts, and it almost felt like academic in a sense, in comparison to an Arthur Smith practice. But, you know, they've ramped things up, and I think it's been really smart, and I think that it was specifically designed that way because he's trying to install a new offensive system, he being Raheem Morris and Zach Robinson and Jimmy Lake, the coordinators. And these guys have all picked it up remarkably well. I think that that's been one of the things the coaches have been most happy with, is how they've picked things up on the mental side, but also on the physical side. We have seen it ramp up, and now we got to see, I think, the most intense kind of practice in terms of the hitting and how, like, all out these guys were going last night at Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
Joe Patrick joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Take us with you on the Odyssey app. Along those lines of talking about the offensive side of the ball, Sam and I earlier were talking about some of the skill position players. You're talking about Kyle Pitts. Whoever it is, who do you see, given what you have heard so far about the type of offense that Coach Morris eventually wants to have, who do you see as far as those skill position players having a breakout year?
Oh, man. Like, it almost feels at this point like which one is not going to have a breakout year. And the realistic answer to that is that, like, there probably are going to be players that we think really high of that may not get the actual, like, production in terms of the counting stats, just because there's only one football that has to go around to all these guys that have been very highly drafted and are obviously very talented. But I got to say, just having watched training camp to this point, you know, Kyle Pitts is the guy for me who really looks like he is about to break out of this kind of theoretical, like, prison that he's been in these last 2 years, where he's been confined to playing, you know, I think a different kind of role than he was able to play in 2021, where he had a quarterback like a Kirk Cousins and Matt Ryan, who was able to understand the windows that Kyle Pitts was, windows where he could get the ball to Kyle Pitts, essentially. And those windows specifically exist over the middle of the field as a tight end. You know, he's running over the middle of the field, running in breaking routes. And that's where Kirk Cousins has been among the best in football over the last couple of years in Kevin O'Connell's system, in, you know, just his efficiency. And I think for that reason, Kyle Pitts is on the verge of having a huge breakout season, so long as he can avoid the injury that obviously set him back when he suffered it in 2022. And I know that's going to excite a lot of fans, because there's been so much expectations around him. And obviously in the fantasy football community, there's been, you know, consternation with his production as well. And I know a lot of that was laid at the feet of Arthur Smith, but he had his best season. You know, he had that amazing rookie year under Arthur Smith's offense. I really think it stems from the quarterback being able to deliver him the ball, and also the offense that is just designed around whatever quarterback Arthur Smith had available to him during his tenure, where he was working with a different starter in every single season. So I think that he is very well set up for a big year. I would say the same about guys like Bijan and Drake London. They also look really good. But, you know, again, I go back to when you think about how much the ball is going to get shared around, you know, Drake London might have some bigger plays. I know that he's going to have more touchdowns. I think all these pass catchers are going to have more touchdowns than they were getting, where guys like Marcus Mariota, Desmond Ridder were just I don't think the coaches felt comfortable with them throwing the ball when they were in some of those, you know, close red zone situations. And I think Kirk Cousins is going to be so much more efficient. So I think a lot of these guys are going to have a lot more scoring plays. But as far as like the yardage totals and stuff, I think that Kyle Pitts is the one who's going to break out the most from where he's been the last year or two.
Spending time on the WaitForIt.com outline with Joe Patrick. Gonna got a little bit more time to go with you. I want to talk on the defensive side of the ball because we got this competition we're going to know up front. We've drafted all this talent to increase the pass rush and work on the defensive line as Grady Jarrett is coming back. But also in the secondary, we got to establish another starting at a corner back there. How interested are you watching those competitions? I know that's what I'm really interested in, to see how those positions work out for this team.
Yeah, absolutely. I think at the cornerback position, we do see a more natural kind of position battle that we would all be familiar with in terms of who's going to win the starting job. And it seems like Mike Hughes has the leg up right now on Clark Phillips. And, you know, I think there's reasons for that. I think there's reasons to believe that Mike Hughes could be better than he was last year as an outside corner, as opposed to last year where he was playing almost exclusively in the slot. And also in a zone scheme could suit him a little bit better, although I think that suits the cornerbacks in general just better in terms of them being able to make plays for this defense without having to turn their back to the quarterback while they, you know, man mark a guy who's running a route. But, you know, I think that it's hard to see like how that's developing because Mike Hughes just continues to take the first team rep. So we'll see if that changes. We'll see if, you know, Clark Phillips can do anything to kind of change that situation when they're down in Miami. Clark Phillips has already had a couple turnovers here this past week. And so I think that he's definitely kind of in contention, but like I said, Mike Hughes has had that spot locked down. And then on the pass rushing and along that defensive front, Sam, you know, it's interesting because, you know, the coaches will say because this team is not invested as to this point in one of these premier pass rushers at the edge position that, you know, this team is going to struggle rushing the passer. And the coaches will say, well, you know, to really rush the passer, it's about 11 guys. You know, you got to have the coverage there. That's part of it. And you got to have, you know, the interior guys that create pressure. And that all sounds well and good, but that's exactly what you would expect coaches to say when you don't have a TJ Watt or a, you know, one of those premier guys on the edge that can get to the quarterback on any down. But I think what fans got to see yesterday at Mercedes-Benz Stadium actually, you know, brought that to those words to life a little bit, because what they saw yesterday was a lot of like messy pockets created from those interior guys creating that havoc that just makes things messy. In fact, there was one point in the practice where guys kind of fell to the ground right at Kirk Cousins' feet, and he got rolled up on, and Kirk Cousins went to the ground. I think it had everybody kind of holding their breath. Kirk, of course, pops right back up, and he was all right. But it just goes to show, you know, there was I think if you were to ask people who were at that practice last night, they would have been relatively impressed with what they saw in terms of this Falcons pass rush, despite the fact that they don't have one of these premier guys. And even some of the young guys like Braylon Trice are really doing a good job and having some good reps and creating some pressures out there like he did in college. So I do think that there is upside for this defense to create pressures that maybe a lot of fans don't expect. And one last thing, guys, on this note, I wouldn't put it past Terry Fontenot to go out and make a move during the season. If there's a player that's coming up that's available for trade, like there was last year where the team reportedly had a deal basically done with the Commanders for Montez Sweat before the Bears swooped in and had a better pick to offer than the Falcons had, then, you know, I think that that's still very much a possibility if the team is struggling to create those pressures and sacks on opposing quarterbacks.
This guy's thorough.
Yeah.
He's thorough. Yeah, he's all over it. He's all over it, man. You go get a cup of coffee, he's still giving you the answer. He's digging deep. That's why we got him on here. Joe, thank you as always, buddy. Listen, we're going to get into Atlanta United ourselves. We'll talk about their matchups here, but it's okay. He gave us a thorough update, and we're going to check back with you next week. Hopefully you don't mind.
Yep. Sounds good. Yeah, absolutely.
All right, there you go. Joe Patrick joining Sam and Greg here. Atlanta United, listen, these guys.
Yep.
We're gonna have Jason on with us tomorrow.
Yeah.
And this is before the match with Santos.
Yeah, Laguna. Yeah, the Leagues Cup.
But again, you just take a deep breath when you try to talk about this team and find some positivity.
Yeah. We got some of that.
Okay. I was just making sure you felt that way.
Absolutely.
We got to get on out of here, get you ready for
come up. I got a couple of NASCAR news. You know
NASCAR's
taking a couple of weeks off. You know, for the Olympics, NBC only got so many cameras. so they got to get some of the cameras back over they can use.
And
so,
but
there's a couple of notes to pass along this week. Actually, somebody who is retired is going to get back behind the wheel and race tonight.
Nice tease.
That's coming up next. Sam and Greg get ready to wrap things up at the top of the hour here on Sports Radio 929 The Game at 929TheGame.com.
Sports Radio 929 The Game, 929TheGame.com. We got to get out of here at the right time, Sam. I'm sick of getting yelled at. It's been a wonderful day that started off with pastries, and we can't have her yelling at us afterwards.
All right.
So, there you go. And we'll be joined by the voice of 10 to 2. Well, okay, 10 to 2. Abe Gordon's going to come up with us here in just a little bit as we get you ready.
I think America's closing in on a bronze medal. In men's doubles and tennis, which they already got a silver medal, and no score between USA and Japan in women's soccer.
And we will be on tomorrow morning, speaking of men's tennis, just before the final, the gold medal match, and Karen Pestana will be joining us.
Yes.
And we're not sure if she's going to be clear in her call, because she'll be at the airport.
Okay.
So we're hoping that, and she's in Chicago here.
She's in Chicago, yeah, yes,
she's out there by the, big convention there.
Yeah.
So anyway, she's going to be joining us tomorrow. NASCAR
notes. NASCAR, remember the Cup Series took a break for a couple of weeks. Like I said, NBC only got so many cameras. They got them all over in France, and they got to get them back over here in time for the race next Sunday. It will be at Richmond. But there is some activity going on. Kevin Harvick, who was retired from the Cup Series, is driving this weekend at North Wilkesboro. It's a series that he and Dale Earnhardt Jr. co-own, called the X-Max Cars Tour. It's late model. They're going to run a couple of races at North Wilkesboro Speedway, and he's going to get behind the wheel, and he will be driving up there this weekend. Other one is someone who is returning to Cup racing for the road race, and I'm surprised this didn't happen sooner. Juan Pablo Montoya is going to return to NASCAR, and here's a guy that's driven IndyCar, he's driven F1, he's driven everything. So I'm so surprised they hadn't brought him back with more road courses, that nobody hadn't dialed his number. He's coming back to race with Michael Jordan's crew. He's coming back to race with 2311. So he's going to come back and drive a car starting up at Watkins Glen for that road race course. So we can see what he's having.
He sounds like he should be a well-established European actor or somebody, because it's a name that you say with reverence. Juan Pablo Montoya. He just showed up. He should have an epi in his hand or something. Right? Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 929 The Game, 929TheGame.com. We got Abe over here, man.
Yeah, we do.
When is the last time we saw Abe? If you haven't seen him up here, he was in motion.
We were down on the street on the 4th of July.
And he was just,
he was doing his thing.
But he wasn't huffing and puffing. He looked like he paced himself properly.
He's doing his thing.
And earlier in the show, you brought him up. You brought his name up because of some food.
Yeah, and he said he had already eaten. Now, did I ain't eat all that stuff? But what was it that they had yesterday? Because I was trying to figure out what.
Well, they were showing us exactly how much you could get at Mercedes-Benz Stadium at Falcons games for $20.
Okay.
And it was pizza, one slice of pizza. It was a tender basket, three tenders with fries. It was a tray of nachos. It was a hot dog. It was a refillable soda. It was the jumbo pretzel salted and a bag of popcorn. And they asked, in an hour, could any of the guys here take this down? I was like, man, if I didn't eat, like if I was hungry, I'm not very hungry at the moment. If I wasn't hungry, like an hour easy. It's like 22 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
But you have to be smart about it. The one thing I said, the nachos goes last, because no matter how full I am, if you put chips and dip in front of me, there won't be chips and dip for long. That'll always get taken down. The popcorn's the toughest, because it'll dry your mouth out, and you gotta plan for that much salt. You gotta separate it from the pretzel, because you can't overload the sodium in that short window. There's some science to this.
He's strategic here, man.
It's like what I tell people when they go on the cruise ships. Don't eat a whole lot of bread stuff early on when you first get on. You got to pace yourself, because otherwise you'll be full before dinner. And always get the second seating, too. You get the second. When you get on the ship, this is the way to do this. You get on the ship, you'll be walking around, and usually about 5:30, the maitre d' comes to the main dining room. You might have two on the ship that you're on. You never know. And then you can go there. And if you have second seating, you go there where the maitre d' is and ask him, and they'll switch you to not only the early sitting, but then you can go in the dining room and choose a table. of the open ones.
Wow.
You got to know how to do this stuff.
Okay.
You call
okay.
me. I'll help you out with that. Anyway, Abe Gordon, listen, I want to ask you a question because we didn't get a chance to do this with Joe Patrick, but you were nice enough to come in and give us this information. So we didn't talk Atlanta United with him, but you brought up an injury that happened during one of our breaks.
Yeah, well, it didn't happen. It was announced earlier okay. today. Ronald Hernandez, who's been outstanding at left back ever since Caleb Wiley departed initially for the Olympics, but now obviously to Chelsea via Strasbourg and all that stuff. He had been playing left back. He suffered an MCL injury at the facility in training. So he's going to be out 4 to 6 weeks. Now, initially, the first move when the transfer window opened on July 18th was to bring in Portuguese left back Pedro Amador. He had kind of been held in check because Ronald Hernandez had been playing so well. He debuted a couple of games ago. And now it looks like he may have a little bit heavier of a workload starting, I would say, most likely tomorrow right there at home for Leagues Cup. So luckily they were kind of, I wouldn't say you planned for the injury, but you're kind of covered because you had brought in a guy to replace Caleb Wiley. He's now actually replacing Ronald Hernandez, who had been replacing Caleb Wiley.
There you go.
Okay.
We got to bring him in more often, man. All right. So Abe's going to come in here and take over at 10 o'clock. One of the things that he said earlier, Sam, while you were busy doing what is that you do, he made a statement and Abe said, nobody has watched more Olympics than me.
No one. I mean, maybe you know people this? In Paris. Because I wake up. I was up at 4 a.m. yesterday. I was up at 5 a.m. They did some of the track stuff early today.
Yeah.
Wasn't over. But, yeah, I wake up early, and I watch until the surfing's the last event of the day most days. So right. I watch until the end. I know you had a guest earlier talking about the Peacock app. I mean, I've been all over it, man. Yeah, I got all the TVs at home, so I'm not watching one event at a time.
Yeah,
like I'll have Gold Zone on my small TV, but I'm picking and choosing. You know what I've watched a lot of, which traditionally, because I've watched, traditionally I have watched table tennis and badminton and some of the other. What I've really gotten into a lot of early here in the Olympics has been judo.
Yeah.
Really?
I've been watching a lot of judo. I watch fencing all the time, so like that's nothing new. But I didn't watch judo a ton.
I told Sam to keep an eye on it because we might see the next Ronda Rousey because that's where she came from.
Well, I mean, Kayla Harrison came across as well, and she's kind of the next iteration. She's on her way towards a title match at some point.
What's the move? What's the signature move in judo?
Well, there's
or
no
takedown move or whatever. You know,
it's scored as an ippon, which is
a
ippon, ippon. Okay. Which is essentially a match-ending takedown toss where you have to land. You can't land on your side. That's a 90 degree. That'll be 1 point. You have to land essentially fully on your back or be taken down to your back. Now, there's other things that can end a match. There's submissions, arm bars, stuff like that. But like an ippon's like an instant match ender.
Did you know that, Sam?
No.
I didn't either.
You do now.
Did not.
Listen, he said he watches more. Okay, so other than judo, what's another one that you have just been captivated by?
I watched trampoline yesterday.
Trampoline. So here's, honestly, most of the stuff I've watched with a decent amount of time before. Judo's the one thus far in the Olympics that I hadn't really seen a lot of. I know they'll start climbing. I think it's tomorrow. I could be wrong. It might be Monday, but they'll start some of the climbing events for the men. I've watched that before. I've watched bouldering. I've watched speed climbing on YouTube, stuff like that. So
is that bouldering?
Yeah. It's
they're different walls. It's not all the same.
So bouldering is like maybe it goes up to 30 feet. You're presented with different problems or challenges, which are the various handholds, and you have to complete it. If you go up it first try, it's a flash, and then
this
time limit.
This is education, man. So don't gloss over.
Everyone has to do the same route.
Okay.
And if you get points if you can get to different levels of the route, and if you finish the route first time, you get the maximum points.
And it's about speed, too, because we had a woman out here who was a speed climber.
Well, speed climbing and bouldering, speed climbing is everyone has the same layout, and it's first to touch the bell, essentially.
Yep.
There's a buzzer at the top. You smack that thing. But they've been doing the same route for years, and so they've gotten every foot and handhold perfected. And we talk about like in track and field, you're talking about shaving like milliseconds off of records. That's what they're trying to do, just milliseconds.
And this is what they took baseball away for.
Baseball will be back.
It ain't here now.
It'll be back.
This is what they took baseball away
for. No, but you're going to get flag football in L.A.
That's another one,
but
too.
But you won't get pickleball.
Which you're happy about.
We already know that's not happening.
He was happy about that. All right, Abe. touched on a little bit about.
I'm with you on that, man. Get it out of here.
You're going to be talking about. Obviously, you'll be going doing deep dive on what's going on with the Falcons and the camp opening and all of that. So, have a wonderful show, man.
Looking forward to it.
Coming all right, Abe. Want to thank Noel. We want to thank Noel for a couple different things. Obviously, being a great producer today, but also we have corrupted her, Sam. She's like us. She's bringing in food
she's
in the morning.
Treats. She's bringing treats.
She's bringing treats and snacks and trying to get us fat again. So, but we want to thank you for that. So, anyway, have yourself a wonderful day. Everybody else, thank you for letting us be a part of your Saturday morning. We'll be back tomorrow morning. It is Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. And take us with you on the Odyssey app.
92.9 The Game at 92.9thegame.com.
Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. We got to get out of here at the right time, Sam. I'm sick of getting yelled at. It's been a wonderful day that started off with pastries, and we can't have her yelling at us afterwards.
All right.
So, there you go. And we'll be joined by the voice of 10-2. Well, okay, 10-2. Abe Gordon's going to come up with us here in just a little bit as we get you ready.
I think America's closing in on a bronze medal. In men's doubles and tennis, which they already got a silver medal, and no score between USA and Japan in women's soccer.
And we will be on tomorrow morning, speaking of men's tennis, just before the final, the gold medal match, and Karen Pestana will be joining us.
Yes.
And we're not sure if she's going to be clear in her call, because she'll be at the airport.
Okay.
So we're hoping that, and she's in Chicago here.
She's in Chicago, yeah, yes,
she's out there by the, big convention there.
Yeah.
So anyway, she's going to be joining us tomorrow. NASCAR.
NASCAR notes. NASCAR, remember the Cup Series took a break for a couple of weeks. Like I said, NBC only got so many cameras. They got them all over in France, and they got to get them back over here in time for the race next Sunday. It will be at Richmond. But there is some activity going on. Kevin Harvick, who was retired from the Cup Series, is driving this weekend.
What?
At North Wilkesboro. It's a series that he and Dale Earnhardt Jr. co-own, called the X-Max Cars Tour. It's late model. They're going to run a couple of races at North Wilkesboro Speedway, and he's going to get behind the wheel, and he will be driving up there this weekend. Other one is someone who is returning to Cup racing for the road race, and I'm surprised this didn't happen sooner. Juan Pablo Montoya is going to return to NASCAR, and here's a guy that's driven IndyCar, he's driven F1, he's driven everything. So I'm so surprised they hadn't brought him back with more road courses. That nobody hadn't dialed his number. He's coming back to race with Michael Jordan's crew. He's coming back to race with 2311. So he's going to come back and drive a car starting up at Watkins Glen for that road race course. So we'll see what he has.
He sounds like he should be a well-established European actor or somebody, because it's a name that you say with reverence. Juan Pablo Montoya. He just showed up. He should have an epi in his hand or something. Right? Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. We got Abe over here, man.
Yeah, we do.
When is the last time we saw Abe? If you haven't seen him up here, he was in motion.
We were down on the street on the 4th of July.
And he was just,
he was doing his thing,
but he wasn't huffing and puffing. He looked like he paced himself properly.
He's doing his thing,
And earlier in the show, you brought him up. You brought his name up because of some food.
Yeah, and he said he had already eaten. I didn't eat all that stuff because what was it that they had yesterday? Because I was trying to figure out.
They were showing us exactly how much you could get at Mercedes-Benz Stadium at Falcons games for $20.
Okay.
And it was pizza, one slice of pizza. It was a tender basket, three tenders with fries. It was a tray of nachos. It was a hot dog. It was a refillable soda. It was the jumbo pretzel salted and a bag of popcorn. And they asked, in an hour, could any of the guys here take this down? I was like, man, if I didn't eat, like if I was hungry, I'm not very hungry at the moment. If I wasn't hungry, like an hour easy. It's like 22 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
but you have to be smart about it. They're, like the one thing I said, the nachos goes last because no matter how full I am, if you put chips and dip in front of me, there won't be chips and dip for long. Like that'll always get taken down. The popcorn's the toughest because it'll dry your mouth out, and you gotta plan for that much salt. You gotta separate it from the pretzel because you can't overload the sodium in that short window. There's some science to this.
He's strategic here, man.
It's like what I tell people when they go on the cruise ships. Don't eat a whole lot of bread stuff early on when you first get on. You got to pace yourself because otherwise you'll be full before dinner. And always get the second seating, too. You get the second, when you get on the ship, this is a way to do this. You get on the ship, you'll be walking around, and usually about 5:30, the maitre d' comes to the main dining room. You might have two on the ship that you're on. Never okay. know. And then you can go there. And if you have second seating, you go there where the maitre d' is and ask him, and they'll switch you to not only the early sitting, but then you can go in the dining room and choose a table. Of the open ones.
Wow.
You got to know how to do this stuff.
Okay.
Call me. I'll help you out with that. Anyway, Abe Gordon, listen, I want to ask you a question because we didn't get a chance to do this with Joe Patrick, but you were nice enough to come in and give us this information. So we didn't talk Atlanta United with him, but you brought up an injury that happened during one of our breaks.
Yeah, well, it didn't happen. It was announced earlier today. Ronald Hernandez, who's been outstanding at left back ever since Caleb Wiley departed initially for the Olympics, but now obviously to Chelsea via Strasbourg and all that stuff. He had been playing left back. He suffered an MCL injury at the facility in training. So he's going to be out 4 to 6 weeks. Now, initially, the first move when the transfer window opened on July 18th was to bring in Portuguese left back Pedro Amador. He had kind of been held in check because Ronald Hernandez had been playing so well. He debuted a couple of games ago, and now it looks like he may have a little bit heavier of a workload starting, I would say, most likely tomorrow right there at home for Leagues Cup. So luckily, they were kind of, I wouldn't say you planned for the injury, but you're kind of covered because you had brought in a guy to replace Caleb Wiley. He's now actually replacing Ronald Hernandez, who had been replacing Caleb Wiley.
There you go.
Okay.
We got to bring him in more often, man. All right. So Abe's going to come in here, take over at 10 o'clock. One of the things that he said earlier, Sam, while you were busy doing what is that you do, he made a statement and Abe said, nobody has watched more Olympics than me.
No one. I mean, maybe people in Paris, because I wake up. I was up at 4 a.m. yesterday. I was up at 5 a.m. They did some of the track stuff early today.
Yeah.
I wake up early and I watch until the surfing's the last event of the day most days. So right. I watch until the end. I know you had a guest earlier talking about the Peacock app. I mean, I've been all over it, man. I got all the TVs at home, so I'm not watching one event at a time.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I'll have Gold Zone on my small TV, but I'm picking and choosing. You know what I've watched a lot of, which traditionally, because I've watched, traditionally I have watched table tennis and badminton and some of the other. What I've really gotten into a lot of early here in the Olympics has been judo.
Really?
Been watching a lot of judo. I watch fencing all the time, so like that's nothing new. But I didn't watch judo a ton.
I told Sam to keep an eye on it because we might see the next Ronda Rousey, because that's where she came from.
Well, I mean, Kayla Harrison came across as well, and she's kind of the next iteration. She's on her way towards a title match at some point.
What's the move? What's the signature move in judo?
Well, there's no
takedown move or whatever. You know,
it's scored as an ippon, which is
a
ippon, ippon. Okay. Which is essentially a match-ending takedown toss, where you have to land. You can't land on your side. That's a 90-degree. That'll be 1 point. You have to land essentially fully on your back, or be taken down to your back. Now, there's other things that can end a match. There's submissions, arm bars, stuff like that. But like an ippon's like an instant match ender.
Did you know that, Sam?
No,
I didn't either.
Do now.
Did not.
Listen, he said he watches more. Okay, so other than judo, what's another one that you have just been captivated by?
I watched trampoline yesterday.
Trampoline. That. So here's honestly most of the stuff I've watched with a decent amount of time before. Judo's the one thus far in the Olympics that I hadn't really seen a lot of. I know they'll start climbing. I think it's tomorrow. I could be wrong. It might be Monday, but they'll start some of the climbing events for the men. I've watched that before. I've watched bouldering. I've watched speed climbing on YouTube, stuff like that. So
not bouldering?
Yeah. It's
the different walls. It's not all the same.
So okay. Bouldering is like maybe it goes up to 30 feet. You're presented with different problems or challenges, which are the various handholds, and you have to complete it. If you go up it first try, it's a flash, and then
this
time
limit. This is education, man. So don't gloss over.
Everyone
Educate
has to
me.
Do the same route.
Okay.
And if you get points if you can get to different levels of the route, and if you finish the route first time, you get the maximum point.
And it's about speed, too, because we had a woman on here who was a speed climber.
Well, speed climbing and bouldering, speed climbing is everyone has the same layout, and it's first to touch the bell, essentially.
Yep.
There's a buzzer at the top, you smack that thing. But they've been doing the same route for years, and so they've gotten every foot and handhold perfected. And you're, I mean, we talk about like in track and field, you're talking about shaving like milliseconds off of records. That's what they're trying to do, just milliseconds.
And this is what they took baseball away for.
Baseball will be back.
It ain't not, it ain't here now.
We'll be back.
This is what they took baseball away.
No, but you go, what you're going to get flag football in L.A.
That's another one,
but
too.
But you won't get pickleball.
We're happy about.
We already know that's not happening.
He was happy about that. All right, Abe. Touched on a little bit about
what's, I'm with you on that, man. Get it out of here.
What you're going to be talking about. Obviously, you'll be going doing deep dive on what's going on with the Falcons and the camp opening and all of that. So have a wonderful show, man.
Looking forward to it.
Come all right, next. Abe. Want to thank Noel. We want to thank Noel for a couple different things. Obviously, being a great producer today, but also we have corrupted her, Sam. She's like us. She's bringing in food
she's
in the morning.
She's bringing treats.
She's bringing treats and snacks and trying to get us fat again. So, but we want to thank you for that. So, anyway, have yourself a wonderful day. Everybody else, thank you for letting us be a part of your Saturday morning. We'll be back tomorrow morning. It is Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. And take us with you on the Odyssey app.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.